Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday evening, November 13th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, big growth coming for tiny hotel rooms and one way to earn free lodging. Coming soon to a city near you, micro hotels. What are they, you ask? They're exactly what they sound like, according to Wall Street Journal's Craig Carman.
These tiny hotel rooms found throughout Manhattan now. The room size of these is less than 200 square feet, sometimes as little as 100 square feet. That's probably less than half the size of your average Manhattan hotel.
While they may be tiny, they are very popular.
A lot of younger travelers, a lot of overseas travelers to New York, like staying in these rooms. They don't mind the fact that they're very small as long as there's a lot of stuff to do in the common area. They tend to have a thriving bar scene and restaurants sometimes run by Michelin star chefs.
And the rooms may be short on space, but they come with plenty of amenities.
Some of them have king-size beds. They have separate shower and bathroom. They have 32-inch televisions. And while they have tiny desks, they do have a workspace.
Their daily rates start below $200, which doesn't sound cheap, but is $50 below the average rate for a room in New York City. And now the three big players in this space, Pod, Yotel, and Citizen M, want to expand into other markets across the U.S. and abroad. If they succeed, it could signal the birth of a new hotel segment that the global chains would have to contend with. As we continue, how knowing this language can earn you free lodging.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Looking for free lodging? Look no further than a service called Passporta Serva. No, that's not made up. It means passport service in Esperanto.
An artificial language that was created in the late 19th century by a guy named Ludwig Lazarus Zamenhof. And he believed that if he could invent a language that all people around the world would speak, we could bring about world peace.
That's Wall Street Journal's Charlie Wells. Passporto Serva is a service that offers speakers of Esperanto access to a directory of other Esperanto speakers around the globe. And if you too can speak this 19th century language, you can use this directory for free lodging practically anywhere.
It's basically just a list of addresses, names, phone numbers of people who speak this language and are willing to let other speakers stay with them for free.
The listings were first produced in book form back in 1974 by the Esperanto Youth Organization in the Netherlands. It listed 39 hosts at the time, but it didn't stop there.
It's kind of evolved over time. It's grown. It's gotten more popular. They moved to the web in the 2000s, and they're redesigning their website. It's supposed to be out this month, something that's a little bit more secure, more up to date.
The most recent update from 2011 included nearly 1,100 willing hosts for fellow Esperanto speakers. And beyond just free lodging, Passporto Servo offers a way for Esperanto speakers to connect with their community around the globe. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.